Development harvests a river of grass to build more suburban homes. Whole species of life are dying of thirst as we water our beautiful lawns.
Music critics have described Rod McDonald as compelling, gifted with the ability to write thoughtful lyrics touching on a variety of political and social issues. McDonald demonstrates his flair for social commentary in one of his newest songs about his neighbors in Delray Beach, Florida, who turned out to be the terrorists who took flight lessons in South Florida and then flew into the World Trade Center on September 11th.
My neighbors in Delray ate out on Federal Highway. There's a waitress at Denny's who remembers. They had loud conversations and hit on all the waitresses.
The thing I found most fascinating as I looked into this was the contradiction between these guys who wanted to enjoy a modern lifestyle, you know, meeting girls, hanging out, going to dance clubs, which they did, eating at Denny's at 3 o'clock in the morning, driving rental cars, carrying cell phones, going to schools that, you know, are available to people in America that are not available in most of the rest of the world. Like, to go to flight school almost anywhere else in the world, you probably have to be connected in somehow. And yet, we're such an open country. And they came here and they took advantage of our openness, yes, but they also, I'm sure, enjoyed it. And at the same time wanted to destroy us.
But my neighbors in Delray hated the American way and lived only to die for some heaven.
McDonald's last CD, Into the Blue, includes another socially inspired song about the value jet crash called Deep Down in the Everglades.
A plane went down in the Everglades, disappeared without a trace, just a few pieces of metal.
Well, the Everglades is actually the major character in the song. I mean, most of the time a plane crash happens, you know, either the plane blows up in midair or it crashes on takeoff or landing or something like that. But in that particular song, the Everglades is an actual character in the song because when the plane hits, it just, you know, there's not even any debris around. It just disappears into the muck.
When a plane goes down, the whole world watches, the whole world says, how fragile is that thread of life we weave our fabric on. But deep down in the Everglades, we can only stare at the place where an airliner from the great sky went down, rested for a moment.
McDonald grew up in rural Connecticut, attended college in Virginia, all the while writing songs and poetry, polishing his music craftsmanship. In the 1970s, he experienced success in New York with the folk music scene in Greenwich Village before taking his music on the road. At one point, he worked as a reporter for Newsweek magazine, and he recalls how an interview he conducted back then with the man who dropped the nuclear bomb on Hiroshima recently inspired him to write one of his latest songs.
The man who dropped the bomb on Hiroshima, sad eating.
I read his obituary in the paper about a year and a half ago, and I realized that the obituary didn't remind me of the guy that I met. And so I thought, well, you know, maybe I could write a song that would at least evoke the kind of person he was. Ironically, he didn't know what he was doing at the time he was doing it. It's not like he had the ability to opt out, you know. He just did what he was directed to do and the role he played in that plane flight.
Although many of his songs reflect serious social commentary, his humor also comes through on such well-known tunes as The Aliens Came in Business Suits and Ballad of a Black-Haired Man. McDonald decided to stop touring extensively in the 90s so he could move to Florida and take care of his aging parents. It was down in South Florida when McDonald and his new bride, Nicole, took nightly strolls on the beach for entertainment, where he received inspiration for yet another song.
On Into the Blue, Lightning Over the Sea is definitely a love song. I mean, that's, I think, when my wife first heard that, she cried. She said, that's our life. She looked at me and said, I'm almost embarrassed to hear that song.
I love
she
that
said,
song.
No, she said, I'm almost embarrassed to be sitting in the audience when you sing that song because it's so much of our life.
Rod McDonald takes to the Theater of Memory stage this Saturday night at 8 in High Springs. For Mid-Florida Public Radio, I'm Donna Green Townsend.
And at night he likes to go down, stand by the ocean, and watch all the lightning out over the sea. Lay down the situation, feel part of creation, till the waves wash his feet clean of memories. The life she's been living is not what she expected. She always had the mountains outside the window, but she loved herself a man down in the Southland, and she wouldn't leave him, and he couldn't go. And at night he likes to take